This is KUT. Whoever wins this presidential election will have a lot of big decisions to make within their first year in office. One of them is what to do about states like Texas that haven't expanded Medicaid to more low-income people under the Affordable Care Act. KUT's Ashley Lopez looks at how each candidate's Medicaid policy will affect the state's budget.
For the sake of simplicity, I'll compare the Medicaid proposals Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump have listed on their websites. We'll start with Trump. Trump wants to repeal the health care reform law and turn Medicaid into a block grant system. The first part would be deeply complicated, but this block grant program is something conservatives have wanted for a long time. That includes Dr. Dean Waldman. That's Dean with a superfluous E at the end, by the way.
My mother did that to me more decades ago than I want to admit, and I've been paying for it ever since.
Anyway, Waldman is a doctor turned healthcare policy director for the right-leaning Texas Public Policy Foundation. Waldman says, in theory, block grants are great because the feds hand states a pile of money and the state figures out how and where to spend it. But he says it doesn't always work out that way.
Washington will say, yeah, we'll give you money, but there are strings attached to it, and they're pretty adamant about those strings, and the strings are the control levers.
Waldman says historically a true block grant system has never been implemented in Medicaid. He says that's why he thinks it's highly unlikely it will happen in a Trump presidency.
But as long as they control where that money goes and how it gets apportioned, then the reality is that we haven't gotten, as a state, Texas has not gotten the freedom that you would think a block grant would give you.
And Anne Dungleberg with the left-leaning Center for Public Policy Priorities says the idea of a block grant system is just too vague. She says the state will have to answer some basic questions before we even know what it will look like.
What is it that you want to change about Texas Medicaid? Who do you want to get off the program who's not covered now? What are the fewer benefits you want to provide? So it's a political talking point that, you know, it does not get into serious policy.
Dunkelberg says, on the other hand, the Medicaid expansion stakes in Texas won't change that much under a Clinton presidency. If the state doesn't expand Medicaid, it'll still be getting fewer dollars in the future to repay hospitals for care they provide to people without insurance. But she says Clinton plans to sweeten the pot by having the federal government pay the entire cost of expansion a little longer than what's in the law right now. But it's unclear whether that will be sweet enough for Texas, Dunkelberg says.
You know, it may be a necessary but not sufficient condition for Texas moving forward.
Under a Clinton presidency, Dunkelberg says Texas could also consider an Indiana-like program where the state expands Medicaid in its own way. But of course, that would be up to state lawmakers next year. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.